29.4 million, she says, still not looking up from her monitor. Down close to 3%, and those two clowns tell me not to worry. We're less than 2 million users ahead of Mail Online. We will not lose our number one spot on my watch. She's not expecting a response, and I don't give her one. I know this is a difficult time for you, Ben. With your mum's anniversary approaching, we will all find ourselves reflecting. There's a smoothness to her voice. She's rehearsed this, and I refuse to be drawn into it. Within the shadows of his bed, Paul held his eyes open to mere slits. Two bird-bright ovals, the eyes of the old woman, seemed to expand and glow as they stared into his. "Sleep well, you sly little rascal," said the old woman. "Tomorrow you'll need all your faculties to meet my Gom Jabbar." And she was gone, pushing his mother out, closing the door with a solid thump. Paul lay awake, wondering, what's a Gom Jabbar? Whatever we lack in free time, we more than make up for in stories about patience. Today, in the mess over lunch, we're trading stories about nonsense symptoms that people have presented with. Between us, in the last few weeks, we've seen patients with itchy teeth, sudden improvement in hearing, and arm pain during urination. The little prince crossed the desert and met with only one flower. It was a flower with three petals. A flower of no account at all. "Good morning," said the little prince. "Good morning," said the flower. "Where are the men?" the little prince asked politely. The flower had once seen a caravan pass. "Men?" she echoed. "I think there are 6 or 7 of them in existence. I saw them several years ago. But one never knows where to find them. The wind blows them away. They have no roots, and that makes their life very difficult." "Goodbye," said the little prince. "Goodbye," said the flower.